This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The annual fundraiser for the Interfaith Sanctuary in Boise is just around the corner. The homeless shelter will host two nights of entertainment and live music at the Egyptian Theater in downtown Boise. They will be doing this next Sunday, the 22nd, and Monday, the 23rd. And joining us to talk more about this is Jody Peterson-Steigers with Interfaith Sanctuary. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Gemma.
Good to have you here.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Okay, so for those people who have not heard about the Extreme Holiday Extravaganza, tell us how it began and really what it is.
Okay, well, how it began is interesting because I had just met Curtis Steigers. We were asked to produce an event for Boise State Public Radio. Victor Picanha had just been diagnosed with terminal cancer. And so the Boise Co-op and Boise State Public Radio together worked with Curtis Steigers to produce a fundraiser so he would have some money to live out his life. And we had never met before, but we worked so well together that after that event, he's like, you know, I used to do this event in New York City. It was called the Extreme Christmas Extravaganza. Would you be interested in doing that with me? I'm like, well, yes, but I'm Jewish, so could we call it the Extreme Holiday Extravaganza, which is how it got its new name. And so we started doing that 15 years ago, but 14 for Interfaith Sanctuary.
Okay.
And so it started as one night. I think the first year we raised like $10,000 for family advocates. And then the next year we selected Interfaith Sanctuary. They were just founding and we've been working for them. Obviously, mm-hmm. I've continued to expand my role with them. So, and it's basically our amazing community of artists, musicians, dancers, singers, comedians, drunk Santas, whatever. We create this irreverent holiday variety show, and everything's kind of focused on holiday and joy, but all holiday. And between the music, I beg for money.
Well, you know, sometimes that's what you have to do.
Yeah, it's our biggest fundraiser for sure for our shelter.
What I love, though, is that now we know the story of how you and Curtis met.
Yes.
Because the partnership went a little bit farther.
Eventually. I know. It's so crazy that we're married now. Like, I mean, you could never have forecasted that. But then life's funny. And
right?
We got to be really good friends doing really good work together. And then when our lives started kind of falling apart, we were there to hold each other up. I know.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it's nice to marry your friend.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So this year, who will be performing? Because it does change from year to year.
It does. We have kind of our keepers. They're the ones who've been actually on stage with us every single year. And that's like Belinda Bowler, Bill Coffey, a.k.a. Bell, Steve Fulton, who I have convinced to do Hallelujah again this year because it's my favorite version of that song.
Such a great song.
Yeah. And then we like intersperse, like we have Timberline Choir, who are remarkable. We have some high school students who have grown up with us who are now in college. So Minor Paradox will be back on stage. Emily Braden flies in from New York City, and she's going to be performing. The list is shocking, and it's such a fun night.
So it is a fundraiser, and so we know it goes to Interfaith Sanctuary, but where exactly do you decide to put that money every
year? It goes into general funds, and that basically assures that our doors will stay open, our lights will be on, there's food for our guests, the washing machines can run, because most funding that comes from grants, they don't like to cover those things. It's not fun.
They kind of give you specific areas where you can use the money.
They'll sponsor our family daytime program or our mental health, very specific programming. So the Extreme makes sure that we can do all of our work to keep those programs going.
And you still have tickets available.
We do. We do. And I think it's because it's so close to Christmas this year. Usually we're sold out by now, but I just checked at the Egyptian to make sure that we have tickets available because you wouldn't want to promote the show and not be able to get the tickets.
Sorry, folks.
And there are some tickets available for Sunday and some tickets available for Monday.
Do people just go to the Egyptian and get the tickets?
They can go to interfaithsanctuary.org and click on the header and it takes you right to the ticket link. You can call, we'll call at the Egyptian and purchase them that way too. So if you would like to buy online, go online. If you like to talk to Destiny at the Egyptian, go to the window.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to step back a little bit because let's talk about the needs of your folks at this time of year, because there are times too where maybe people can't make it to the extravaganza, but they still want to help in some way.
Yeah. We need so much help. I mean, I hate to say it like that, but we're now open 7 days a week. We're 24/7. We have learned that by allowing our programming to stay inside of our building on Saturday and Sundays, it's really reducing their trauma, and it's allowing them to be safe, be structured, know where their meals are coming from and all of that. And so there's a lot of stress for volunteers on Saturday and Sunday during the day. And it's a new need for us, and that's why we really don't have a volunteer base yet. So if you're looking to get engaged and involved, like during the holiday season, bringing activities and coming into the shelter on the weekends, super helpful. On Saturday, you can come to Cooper Court Alley, and we're actually decking the halls. We're going to light up Cooper Court Alley with holiday lights. It's a community event just to make it beautiful for those as they have to kind of travel between services. Cooper Court tends to be the place they have to go, so we'd like to light it up. And then we always need food. Always.
So donating food is a huge thing.
It's a huge thing.
I want to talk very quickly, about to run out of time, but you have a new initiative that you're working on. This is emergency housing for pets of your folks who stay in the shelter.
Yeah, it's on. We have it done. We had a Calistoga hut that was created by a group of students at Sage to house a homeless person. But sadly, it's illegal to live in a tiny house in the city of Boise right now. So all the tiny houses are stored on our property. So we turned one of them into an emergency overnight companion animal shelter. We partnered with Idaho Humane Society and Nomadic Critters. So we have vets on call, and Idaho Humane Society donated the food and the kennels. And then we have like self-heating blankets and stuff like that to make sure that they're safe while their owners are safely sleeping indoors because they know their animals are safe.
I was going to say, that's got to make a huge difference in who you're seeing coming into the shelter, because we know people will not take shelter if they have to leave their animal behind.
Well, that's why we did it, because we've had to say we can't have your animal in our shelter, and they choose to go back outside every time, and it breaks our hearts. So we created a safe space for their companion animal.
I want to thank you for coming in today.
Of course.
We've been talking to Jody Peterson-Stigers of the Interfaith Sanctuary in Boise. Their extreme holiday extravaganza is the 22nd and the 23rd at the Egyptian Theater in downtown Boise. There are tickets still available. And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters today. And if you are wondering, we are in the midst of our winter fund drive and would love your help as well. You can always go to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org to give, or call 800-359-8411. My producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It's Friday. It's the 13th. Go enjoy it. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday.